have a total of 12 counties, but there'll be nine that will be providing funds through that they've referenced here. And you know, I think you have utility bills, whether it's electricity or gas or propane, whatever the case may be, with the kind of cold we've had, you know, that really will be hitting a lot of our area families very hard when those utilities come, bills come in. And for some of them, well, you know, these are really targeted to low-income families, and they're targeted to elderly and disabled as well. And so it can be an enormous benefit for them to have this kind of assistance to help them sustain their utilities instead of having them shut off.
And as I've visited with representatives of other social service agencies, we are certainly not out of the woods in this economic cycle yet.
We are just starting. We're really just starting. You know, I think there are so many problems that we have with our economy, both in Texas and at the federal level. And, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with community action agencies, but one of the things that we focus on doing is to work on and on strengthening and supporting community-based resources, whether they're public or private entities. And I think there's a very strong role for the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency to be talking to our county commissioners, our mayors, you know, to a variety of people as well as nonprofit organizations to see what we can do about, you know, to preserve as much of the social safety net as possible in the coming year.
I'm glad that's a perfect segue, because I wanted you to at least educate me, if not others, since at least in Brazos County, we are in a transitory environment with Blinn and A&M and maybe other employers even. But there's a lot of folks that come in and out of here may not realize that there is such a thing as Brazos Valley Community Action.
Right. A lot. That's because so many of our services, people are aware of the individual programs, but not really, they don't really understand that they come through the Community Action Agency. Programs like Head Start, Meals on Wheels, and Senior Nutrition Programs, our case management, community service block grant, case management services that are designed to help individuals transition out of poverty. Our energy assistance programs, the community, comprehensive energy assistance program, low income heating and energy assistance program. You have weatherization services that we provide. We build affordable housing. We offer the Women, Infants, and Children, the WIC program, throughout our service area. We have, I think, seven community health centers at the present time. Those are federally qualified health centers, and two dental clinics and a Class A pharmacy. We're offering behavioral health services to patients who use our primary care clinics. So we have a very large array of services, and lots of partners, both, you know, whether it's Blinn or the Texas A&M University, the hospitals. We just have a lot of partners that we work with to, you know, to try to make our resources go further.
And again, I'm sort of focused specifically on this latest energy assistance. It sounds like maybe this has its own separate set of qualifications, and because your agency exists and collects money from a variety of other sources, you can determine what pot of money best serves an individual client's needs.
Right. These are each of these programs has its own eligibility requirements. For this program, you're looking at someone whose income equals equals either 200 or less than 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. that amount would equal on an annual income of like $21,660 for an individual, or $44,100 for a family of four. So there are individual guidelines, there are rules and regulations, and that's why it's, you know, when we do intake, there's information that we have to get from the family about their economic circumstances, as well as seeing documentation of their utility bill needs. So those things would go through our program office.
The news release from the state says with this $2.5 million that is coming to Brazos Valley Community Action, it brings to $3.8 million the total amount of funding available to help low-income households meet energy needs, and I'm sure that's still not going to be enough.
Well, we had the need. You know, the need just grows. I think, honestly, I don't know how many families, households we're going to be able to serve with this. I think because it, again, you're looking at the different size of the families and there are so many different criteria, and you'd probably be better served talking to our program administrator about that. But, it's not, you generally don't end up turning money back, you know, and not spending funds when they're available for these kinds of services. And I'm not imagining that we're, by any means, that we're going to be having to return unexpended dollars.
So for one who specifically would like to inquire about the energy assistance, and if you can expand that to maybe somebody is new to the area and didn't know that the agency even existed, mm-hmm. How do they get themselves plugged in?
Well, I guess the best thing to do, they can do a couple of things. They can call 211 through the United Way anytime that they want information about the kind available services. You can also go to our website, which is www.bvcaa.org, and click on our program services, and you can find energy assistance and weatherization services there. And you can also find the applications right there online.
Is there anything else that, while I've got you on the line, that listeners ought to be tuned into what's happening with the agency services?
Well, you know, we're like many other organizations. We are looking to see what happens with funding, and we're very conscious of deficits and all of those kinds of things. I think it's very important for the community to be in touch with their elected officials to talk about the impacts of community services on their lives. And I think, you know, the focus needs to be on helping people to move forward and sustain themselves independently. But there are a whole lot of families out there who have, you know, elderly people who have disabilities, and that is not going to be something that can change. And so maintaining a safety net for the least, you know, the least represented, or the people least able to move forward in their lives is absolutely critical. So I think it's important to keep in touch with your legislators.
Anything else while I've got you on the line?
Well, you know, we're more than happy to come and do presentations if anybody wants information about BVCAA and its programs. We're always happy to come out and do a program.